Well, now to a tragedy in our own backyard. Two Boston firefighters lost their lives yesterday while battling a 9-alarm fire that destroyed a 4-story brownstone in the city's historic Back Bay neighborhood. The fire was made much worse by extremely high winds. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has the story.
The first alarm was received by Boston Fire Department at 2:43 in the afternoon. Within minutes, firefighters from Engine Company 33 and Ladder Company 15 were on the scene. The blaze seemed to have begun in the basement of a 4-story brownstone. Soon, flames were shooting out of the roof. Blake Pantolina was 2 blocks away when he heard the sirens and smelled the smoke.
There was just smoke everywhere, black smoke. You couldn't see down the block. They had ladder trucks getting people onto the roofs. They were pushing water into the building. I guess there were firefighters in the basement at the time. I actually saw they were pulling 2 guys out on stretchers, brought them to ambulances. They were doing chest compressions, giving them oxygen. They were very freaked out. You could see panic in their eyes. So those firefighters were not doing well.
Boston Fire Chief Joseph Finn says among the first firefighters to rush into the burning building cellar were Lieutenant Edward Walsh and Michael Kennedy.
They weren't in the building more than 2 or 3 minutes when they ordered and made it, that they were trapped. And their aggressive action helped keep that so we get the rest of the occupants out of the upper floors.
33-year-old firefighter Michael Kennedy, a combat vet on the force for 6.5 years, was alive when he was found in the basement, but later died at a hospital. The body of Lieutenant Ed Walsh was found 5 hours later. He was married and had 3 young children. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
Today is a sad day for the city of Boston. We lost 2 heroes here today. It makes me proud to be mayor of the city of Boston after watching the way that the men and women of the Boston Fire Department worked today.
13 other firefighters were hospitalized with injuries suffered as they fought the flames, fanned by gusting winds. What had begun as a 4-alarm fire was soon a 9-alarm blaze, Boston's most serious level. Deputy Fire Chief Joe Finn was in charge on the scene.
In 30 years, I've never seen a fire travel that fast, escalate that quickly, and create such havoc in such a short period of time. That fire was blowing like a blowtorch out the front.
City and state officials will investigate the fire, although they don't believe it was caused by arson. But while the building is a total loss, everyone in it was rescued, says Firefighter Union President Rich Paris.
Citizens were saved. And that's what we do. We sacrifice our life for the citizens of the city of Boston. That's what Michael Kennedy, firefighter Michael Kennedy, and Lieutenant Eddie Walsh did today.
Firefighters fought the blaze for hours, spraying water from rooftops and ladders, knowing in the basement was Lieutenant Walsh's body. It was unsafe to remove him. Fire Department spokesman Stephen McDonald says when Walsh was finally recovered, he was wrapped in a blanket and honored.
He was taken out the back through a line of firefighters presenting arms with their helmets on, along with the state police shut down Stowe Drive. Boston EMS had the ambulance on Stowe Drive. Everyone saluted him, and Eddie was taken for his last ride.
Just a few blocks from yesterday's fatal fire is a memorial to the 12 Boston firefighters who died in a 1972 hotel fire, the deadliest in the department's 383-year history. A constant reminder that those who are first to answer the call serve knowing it may be their last.
Fire is calling Ladder 18 for PAR. Ladder 18.
For Here and Now, I'm Bruce Gellerman in Boston.